Love Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my dear listeners. Welcome to the Divine Connection Blog Talk Radio. Would not believe everything's set up and ready. And here we go with the system saying the Skype is down. And so another issue came up, but nevertheless, we're on. Those couples that dropped off, we pray they'll be back on. It's always something, but still yet we are victorious. We are not defeated. We are overcomers and triumphant. So no matter what about the technical difficulties, we are on. So that's all that matters. We bless the Lord tonight and welcome you to the Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. And we thank God for Jesus. This is Happy Resurrection Sunday. Glorifying God for blessing us to be here as born-again believers, disciples for Christ, all that he shedded his blood on our behalf, suffered and died. Glory to God, now resurrected on the third day, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions on our behalf. Everything that he did, glory to God, on our behalf to bring us to this point that we could be divinely connected to him. And the Father, in the name of Jesus, do great exploits for his will to be manifested. Glory to God in our lives. We praise God. Glory to God for Jesus, for the Holy Spirit, for the word, for the anointing. Glory to God for the renewed mercies every day, for all that he's done and doing. So we glorify him and thank God. Glory to God again for Jesus. And those that are just coming on to again, we'll say Happy Resurrection Day to you too as well. It's going to make all the difference as we've been transformed into his image by the renewing of our minds through his word, taking on the responsibility to pick up our cross and follow him. And he said his commandments are not grievous, only to those, glory to God, that, glory to God, are disobedient to his will and his way and not want to submit to it. But we thank God for his mercy every day and that he is our advocate and we have an opportunity to go to him to repent, and according to 1 John 1:9, and also to take on, glory to God, his love and his forgiveness and his mercy and his grace so we can extend that to others. So we bless the Lord again for you tonight. We're going to have Mother McCormick share our scripture reading with us tonight, and Mother Alexander will do our do the prayer. And this is, we're going to have some breaking of bread tonight, which we'll look forward to. Let's see if our sister came on. Did she drop off? I may have to check back with her because of the technical difficulty. We may have missed Evangelist Noel. She's not feeling the greatest, but she was going to try to step out in faith, even if it's only just a few words, praise God, to give God glory. But at this time, we're going to open the line so we can hear our scripture reading from none other than Mother McCormick. Right after that, we'll have Mother Alexander with our prayer for tonight. Our theme for this month as we celebrate these 5 years that God has blessed us to be online and praying that there will be many more as he leads and he directs, and thanking God, glory to God again for the prayer warriors that are so faithful that God has blessed to be here daily, every week, even whatever is required of them, even speaking, glory at the word of God. We bless God for them. May God continue to bless and overshadow them and over, glory to God, just move in a miraculous way on their behalf. So at this time, we bless God again, glory to God, for the celebrating this month of celebrate what the Lord has done. That's our theme for the month. But each speaker this month will have a different topic. Praise God. So bless the Lord. At this time, we're going to have none other than our dear sister, McCormick, and then after that, Mother Alexander.
Praise the Lord. Can you hear me, Sister Hubba?
Yes, I definitely can.
Praise the Lord. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. We thank God for Pastor Hubba. We give honor to our Savior on this afternoon. We just thank God for the resurrection day. And our scripture today is going to be coming from Psalms 23, The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of shallow death, I will fear no evil, for thou with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Father God, I come give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, Lord, for today, Father God, because you've been mighty good to us all. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Lord, we cannot never thank you enough because of you, Lord God. We have a new beginning. We can stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours because of you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for grace and mercy in our life, Lord God. Thank you for being the Lord of our life, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gave us authority and dominion here on earth over the enemy, Lord God. Because according to your promises, God, you gave us power over the works of the enemy, and you gave us the authority to stand boldly and proclaim. The victory is already ours because of you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just want to thank you today, Lord God. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, and praise your holy name, Lord God, because there is none like you, Lord God. We give you glory today, Father. Because only you, Hikayashata, only you, Lord God, only you make it possible, Heavenly Father. There is nothing too good for us because of you, Lord God. You say you will know no good thing from us. So help us to remember, Lord God, who we really are because of you, Lord, because of your word, Lord, because of the works that you have done on the cross, Lord God. You gave us the victory, Father God. Help us to seek you more, Father God, and to continue to stand boldly and proclaim the victory is ours in the name of Jesus because of you, Heavenly Father. Lord, your word said, rejoice always. Rejoice in the Lord because your promises gave us the victory, Lord God. It gave us the victory. You said, rejoice evermore. We are supposed to stand boldly and proclaiming the victory is ours because of Jesus Christ. And Lord, you gave us that victory according to your word in 1 Thessalonians, Lord God. We know that you are the God that heal. We know that you are the God that deliver. We know that nothing is too hard for you to do, Heavenly Father. So we come today, Father God, thanking you, Lord Jesus. We know we cannot thank you enough, Father God. But we always know, Father God, that if we call on you, Lord God, you will answer, Lord, because your promises tell us, Lord, if we pray and if your people cry out, Lord. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Especially, Lord, we thank you for taking away the pestilence out of this world, Lord God, because only you can do it, Father God. And we glorify you today. We praise your holy name, Lord God. Thank you for taking away disease and sickness from us, Lord God. Thank you for being the only Father that give us every need met, because no one else can meet our need like you can, Father God. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father. Continue to bless there at the prayer line, Lord. Strengthen us today, Lord. Let your will be done in us today, Father God. That what you gave her to say, Lord, she say, Lord God, because you are a God that heal and you are the God that deliver. And Father God, we give you glory, we give you praise, we give you honor, because you are the only deliverer. In Jesus' name we pray, Lord. Amen and amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for the prayers. Amen. Our speaker was on. For some reason, it dropped off. So I don't know if you're having struggle with a phone
Praise God. Bless the Lord. Well, I think I see Pastor Bird. Pastor Bird, are you available? Pastor Bird.
I am.
Okay, then. I'm going to try to see if I can get Laureen again. Her line was open just now, and it fell off, so I got to find out what's going on so I know whether she's still going to speak, so I don't know what happened. So would you give us a praise song or either words of exaltation just for a minute while I get her, if you don't mind? Either way, God put in your spirit while I try to catch her.
Praise God. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We
God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless the Lord. Praise God that we're filling in. Glory to God wherever is needed. And I thank God for availability. The spirit is willing and the flesh may be weak, but God get his glory when we submit. So I thank God for you, my dear prophet. Praise God. And thanking God, glory to God, for the evangelist as he's back online. Praise the Lord. And so at this time, we want you to open your ears and heart to hear none other glory to God than Evangelist Noel. We're going to give space to her tonight. Body's not feeling maybe up to par, but it's, like I said, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak, and that can be for any of us. So have the Lord give her tonight to bring this word. We're going to believe God for Evangelist Laureen Noel, and she's up from Columbia, South Carolina, Pastor's Apostle Mary Burton at New Hope Deliverance Ministry. At this time, praise God, we want you to receive her. Bless the Lord as we turn it over to her now. And then soon after, you're here to you, yours truly. Praise God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Just thank God for another opportunity to come before you all. And I ask the Lord to move Arena right out of the way. And, Father, you take control. And I thank him for what he has given for me to say this afternoon. And he was saying, are you ready for the overflow? None instant. That's a good question. Are you ready for the overflow? Another thing was the answer back. I might not be ready at the moment, but I'm getting ready for the overflow. And I'm getting ready to see something that I've lived and never have seen. I'm getting ready for overflow, over the flow. What does that mean? It means that the word of overflow is a hypotuna, which means running over. So instead of overflow, you think about when you keep on pouring in and pouring in and pouring in, and after a while, you come to an overflow because what you're pouring into is going to get filled and it's going to run over. You don't have no idea what direction it's going to run to, but we know that the overflow has taken place. And I thank God for it. And it's a washing up experience is one that leaves you running for the overflow or in better. When you get in tune with God and washing up him and giving him praises and getting to that point where you could just you and him and he begin to fill you with the power of the Holy Ghost. And as you draw near and keep on telling him how grateful he is and how awesome he is and how wonderful he is, it's just like when David was in Psalm 23, you know, he is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pasture. And I just like the one where it says, he restores my soul. And like I say, where it says, my cup runneth over. My cup is filled to the brim, and I want it to run over. And I just thank God for that opportunity to experience that. Because I tell you, you just don't know where you come getting to or going to. With why it's saying, get ready for the overflow. Because you said, that's the question that said again, are you ready for the overflow? Yeah, we may say that we are ready until the trials and different things come up and we are so burdened down and we can't seem to get our minds together. And then you begin to think, am I ready for the overflow? Then you begin to reminisce over it. Lord, I'm preparing myself. I'm preparing myself. I'm getting ready. Thanking you. Because we know, God, you are good. Without you, there is none other. And the worship experience is one that leads you running over and over in the better terms, consumed by the wonderful presence of God. As you remove all distractions and tune into that very moment, God's love and power begin to surround you and transform the atmosphere, even to describe what that feels like is to vast into the capture of into words is to your to the purpose of every follower of Christ is to worship unto the Lord in spirit and truth according to John 4:42. And you worship him in spirit and truth when you're giving your all in all, when you're totally surrender all that you have unto thee all that I owe. And you owe all unto him because he's brought you a mighty long ways. But in my experience, I thank God that he brought me through some things that I would have never thought that I would have been going through or been through. But I thank him for being so merciful. I thank him that I was able to be joined in with the overflow, to remind him and thank him that let him know that I am ready for the overflow. And Christ is to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. And he meets those who are hungry and desperate for him in the overflow. And you're desperate for him. He meets you there. But you got to be desperate. You got to know without a shadow of doubt that, God, I need you. I need you now. I need you at this moment. I need you, Lord. I need you because there's so much is going on at this moment. I need you. And you're going to get on filling you and filling you, filling you until the overflow. When you get that overflow, that means you get more than what you need. It's looking like it's a glass of water. You just keep on pouring it and pouring it. And after a while, it gets to the rim. And it's the strangest thing how it floats out. We don't, it even wherever you sit, it just rolls from this direction, that direction. It just rolls on and rolls. So that's how it is being with him when you get you in the overflow, when you done invite him in and confessing everything that's going on with you and acknowledging who he is. And he begins to let you reminisce in it, and you just find peace in it, and you get into the overflow. He meets those who are hunger and desperate for him in the overflow. He meets you there because he's the type of guy, he's waiting. He's waiting for the invitation to let you let him know what you need and what you want. He's right there preparing you and getting you ready, preparing you in worship and challenging and the heart to open and prepare to receive him. You open up your heart to receive him and let him know what you need and how good he's being, how good he's going to be, how good he has been, opening up to the overflow. And I thank God for the overflow. I'm ready for the overflow. It may not, sometimes you may not know what you're saying. You say you're ready for the overflow, but God knows. He knows the heart. He knows your mindset. He knows what you need. And God is a good God. He's a glorifying God. He's a God of all today, tomorrow, and forevermore. Our hearts must be ready to let go of all distractions and personal desires, though the personal things that don't mount to anything that we think it mounts to. But when you just get personal to him and tell him everything that you want and you need, you place it at his feet. You when even your body is going through, you can work with it through the overflow because God is able to do all things but fail. The mind is submitted to hunger and stir up of being hunger for God. You can create room for blessings and to be poured out similar to the biblical story of, we're talking about Hezekiah, who was so hunger for God that he added more years unto his life because he needed God. He known who God is. He needed him, and God spared his life. Once again, I can say that myself because God spared my life because he didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to. Every time I get to thinking about it, I get excited because he didn't have to. He didn't have to, but he did. He chose life over death for me, and I give God the glory and honor. I thank him for the overflow. I thank him for what he's doing now and what he's going to do in the name of Jesus. I thank him and worship up him in confidence and doing it like David did with dance. And he did it with the sound of the musician, the instrument, worshiping up him. And from the deeps of understanding that the magnitude of God cannot be comprehended, and taking comfort in knowing that he is pleased with our performance. You got to be real with God. You got to be your own knowing God because he's there at your call at any and every time. But you got to be sincere. You got to know who you're calling him. You got to be real. Let God know that I need you. I need you now, Lord. I need you. And he'll come to your rescue. And I thank God for being in the overflow. I thank him. Each and every day I thank him. I thank him through the ups and downs. I thank him. I give him glory. I give him honor. I just magnify his holy and righteous name, because God is a good God. As you can hear, so God is a good God. He's always on time. He always comes to you to rescue, because God, you ask him, he will be there. And I just thank God for this opportunity tonight. May not be everything that I desire to say, want to say, but God knows the heart. And I thank him so much for this time and opportunity just to come and say a few words. And I hope that something that I said that mattered to somebody, that they understood what I'm saying, if I didn't say it right in the way that it should be. But God knows. And I thank him for being in the overflow. I thank him because the question was asked, are you ready for the overflow? And I like the beginning of celebrate. You're celebrating and you're coming and you're going. When you celebrate God, you celebrate what he's doing. You celebrate what he's already doing. You celebrate him, letting know, God, without you, I can't do nothing. Without you, Lord God, you have made me strong. When I'm weak, you have made me strong, and I thank you. So let's give God glory for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord, my God. I believe it was marvelous. That was power packed. And praise God that God bless you to pour out of the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Regardless of how you were feeling earlier, thank God for prayer that God will bless when we step out in faith. So, yes, ma'am, the Lord bless, and it was a dynamic word. As we thank the Lord again for Evangelist Noel tonight, praise God. We bless God. Praise the Lord. I want to try to share a few words to the other sister that was going to be speaking tonight. She ended up having another engagement with family or friend, something that came up where she's not going to be with us, Evangelist Kincaid. So the next party that was supposed to be sharing something with you tonight was the Evangelist Providence B.J. Hubbard. But in the meantime, we bless God for the word tonight, and as my sister already shared some things that had to do with overflow, and a couple of nuggets came out of there. We'll go a little bit with out of the scripture that came out of Psalms 23:2 as well. An overflow is to go beyond filling something with liquid so that it can gush it out over, and we know that can be an example out of the dictionary, but she's brought it very clear about the overflow and the different things over to God that will cause us to have that overflow with the Lord. Praise God. We want it to be where it's overflowing, overrun, spilled over, so much so as it was like David was talking about in Psalms 23. Father, we thank you for the word tonight that already came forth. Pray that you will word my mouth with the things that you will have me to share in to our hearing tonight in the name of Jesus. And we bless you for these, your people, in Jesus' name. We have a couple of the places we're going to jump around to out of Joshua and 23rd Psalm was already read, but it's a particular scripture that was in Psalms 23:2 that I just want to bring out, and that was when David was always been one that would would always exalt the Lord no matter what he was going through. If he even made a mistake or error or found in sin or whatever, that's why he was called the man after God's own heart, because not of what he wasn't exempted from sin, but he would always give God glory no matter what the circumstances is. He would give praise unto the Lord. My pages are sticking together. Sorry about that. But in Psalm 23, it said that, Psalm 23, surely in goodness. Okay, what it is. For in the presence of the Lord. Surely in goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's not it. This says me. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And so no matter what, glory to God, I'm looking at the scripture that it talked about, brought out too, about the overflow. Well, in the meantime, let me go on to, I lost my thought there, praise God. But anyway, the overflow, what are you providing to receive the overflow? Tasha Cobb's song says, if you provide the fire, I will provide the sacrifice. And do we know what that sacrifice is? Should be us, as according to Romans 12:1-2, it said, I beseech you therefore, brothers, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which is your reasonable service. It told us in the next verse not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In order for to have that receive that overflow from the Lord, there is some things, glory to God, that we have to line ourselves up with to make sure. First of all, you know, we got to be born again. After being born again, we know it's to have the Holy Spirit and to have faith, to trust God, to be led by His Spirit, to submit to His will, to be obedient to God, to have, the, you know, to be able to trust Him when we can't trace Him. Those are some of the things that we got to line up to make sure so we can walk in the righteousness of God. Praise God. So it also says, if the song said, if he provides the fire, we'll provide the sacrifice. What is the sacrifice? Who is it? Are you sincere in your confession, in the surrendering your will to the way to Jesus? Lip service will not sacrifice. As we just said in Romans 12:1-2, being conformed to the will of God and not in the world system, not to our flesh. The Bible will let us know that we have to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Him. We can preach that and teach that, but are we doing that? The same as Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not to your own understanding. All your ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your path. And we do that too. We preach that, we teach that, we prophesy that, but we don't do that. We take it on a part-time basis, and we walk in that familiar with. We think that how God been moved in time past this way or that way, we get stuck, glory to God, in that familiar cycle instead of being into a place to be open to let God stretch us and bring us to that place where He can fill us up and He can be able to use us even in a greater depth in the name of Jesus. No flesh will glory in the sight of God, not on a part-time lover. We can't be a part-time lover. We have to love Him with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. And if we want Him to fill us up to the overflow, we have and to run over, we have to get in alignment with what His word is saying. So that means we're going to have to be willing to deny this flesh and willing to suffer some things. And some people look at that as a cuss word because they don't want to suffer anything. They want the blessings of the Lord that say it's added rich and making no sorrow, but don't want to deny this flesh to go through anything. Some people can't stand a headache or anybody talking about them and so forth like this. They'll have some repercussions to come behind that, or we're going to try to fulfill whatever the flesh is saying at that time. If we feel like we got to get that person back or say this or say that, or we don't want to deny the flesh, glory to God, of any going through suffering through anything, we just think just because we got saved, some people do think they got saved, and so far this going to be a bed of ease. But after you get saved, just like Jesus had to go through so we can go through, He sent many of the afflictions of the righteous, as many of the afflictions of the righteous, I'll deliver you out of them all. And He'll work things for our good. We got certain things that we got to come in compliance with the Lord with, and that's only because we have to deny this flesh. We got to get this word in us, take on what His word says, know what the promises are, and know, glory to God, as we continue to walk circumspectly to His word, those blessings will flow. He says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. Sometimes, though, and everything else will be added. The things will be added. Not seek the things first and then, glory to God, expect God to bless. Seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, and God will bless the things to come in. He said He'll supply all our needs according to His riches and glory. Do we have the faith to wait on Him and trust Him to bring us through? Praise God. we got to be in a place, glory to God, to trust the Lord. When he had his disciples, it was 70 of them that started out, glory to God. And then after a while, when he was saying to eat of his body and to eat of his flesh or drink of his blood, we're talking about what we're supposed to do for communion, but that was symbolizing. So they might have thought he was talking about being a cannibal, whatever it was. These things were hard, so forth like this, to grasp and understand. So they just, you know, they left. And then Jesus asked the 12 that was left, you know, are you going to leave too? And Peter is saying, no, you have the for eternal life, so where is this for us to go? We got to be to that place we're going to be steadfast in the name of Jesus and not be moved by because challenges come in life. Because Jesus said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee, I'll be with thee. And the more and more, as my sister was talking about, we take on the word and take on the praises and spend time in worship and that's building ourselves up in our most holy faith and trusting him, glory to God, we will receive the overflow. But we can't be a part-time lover of God and do this thing half-heartedly and expect the blessings to flow, praise God. When we're at Habakkuk, when it was, I think about the overflow when it says, when the scripture talks about it in Habakkuk 3:17, I believe, and it says, that when there was no stall, when there was no cattle in the stall, it's the starts out with saying, though the fig tree does not bud, there are no grapes on the vines. Though the olive crop fails, the field produces no food. Though there are no sheep in the pen, no cattle in the stall, glory to God. He said, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. Glory to God. Some people, glory to God, they can't even stand it, glory to God, if the food get low in the cupboard. And even if there was a need, instead of being able to share, you look at me, I, and us for no more, and you shut up your bowels against your brother. Or sister. You can't believe God, glory to God, for him to bring in the increase. Even if there wasn't nothing in there, to believe God that he will work it out for the good because you believe, glory to God, what God's word says. And just like David said, that he has never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Whatever it is, and God used a raven to feed his Elijah, glory to God, a dirty bird, glory to God, to be able to feed him at that time when he was by the water brook. So if we will just trust God, it may not come the way we wanted it. Then sometimes he can do that exceedingly abundantly above more than we can think or ask. But being able to submit ourselves and tune into the will and the work of the kingdom of God, then God bless, glory to God. And sometimes when the blessings come, it is just overshadowing, overflowing. And he would say, many times I even answer before you even call. And he said, if we delight ourselves in him, he'll give us the desires of our heart. He said, when we walk upright before him, he'll hold no good thing from us. As we trust the Lord, he will do just what he says. His word, when it go out, it does not go out void. It will accomplish everything that he set it out to do. To get this attitude with nothing, he just said, no olives on the crop. It failed. That didn't produce no food. There was no sheep in the pen, in the sheep pen. There was no tree, glory to God, that budded, glory to God, on the fig tree. But yet, I will rejoice in the Lord. We got to get conditioned to that place. It just doesn't happen overnight, but the more and more we progress in glory, spending time with him, getting that word in us, trusting what his word says, operating in it, being in a spirit of forgiveness, being in a spirit of obedience, and really trusting God, the more and more, glory to God, we build ourselves. We fill up in the spirit man with the overflow, and then God bless even in the natural with the overflow. Praise the Lord. Like the feet of the, he said, glory to God, the sovereignty of God is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to tread out the tread of the deer. He enables me to tread on the heights. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it says, glory to God, I guess. Glory to God. Where am I now? Praise the Lord. I don't want to go all through what happened with the captivity of what was going on for him to get to that place. Praise God. We're going to move forward. Habakkuk, let me see something else that he said here. Habakkuk was able to pray with surety, though the fig tree should not blossom and there is no fruit on the vine, though a yield of no of olives should fail, and the fields produce no food, though the flock should be cut off from the fold, and no cattle in the stall, yet I will exult in the exude the Lord. I will rejoice in the God of my salvation, for the Lord my God is my strength. God is working his plan and redemption through his church. As God's people, we have, in many respects, become corrupt. We have compromised the truth of God, righteousness, word, by accepting unrighteous laws and false doctrines into our midst without challenge. We have embraced many worldly ways, watered down the truth of God's word, and allowed false teaching and doctrines of demons to infiltrate our churches and in our minds. We have forgotten what it is to blush. As a church, we need to call out, as did Habakkuk, and pray that in his wrath the Lord would remember mercy. We should get on our faces and confess that the body of Christ, we have not done the things that we should not have to have. Oh Lord, my own writing, praise God. And we should humble ourselves and pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways, and cry out for his mercy. Though the fig tree should not blossom, and though whatever is going on, the fruit is not there, we can pray and believe God and stand, but we need to be in a place, no matter what's going on around us, I will not lose hope, I will not lose faith, I will stand and persist and pursue and pray, glory to God, to change come, and never mind what, glory, the devil says, what the media says, what the pandemic says, glory to God, I'm going to keep my faith in the Lord. I'm going to continue to praise him. I'm going to stand, glory to God, when I did all the stand therefore with the whole armor of God on. I'm going to feed my spirit with the word. I'm going to continue to worship and glorify him. I'm going to connect with those, glory to God, that are standing, glory to God, on the promise of the Lord, not wavering, not, glory to God, compromising, not caught up in prestige and power struggles, not murmuring and complaining or whatever. And when fear comes, I'm going to tear down that stronghold. When I'm, glory to God, he said, anything that exalts itself, any high thing, glory to God, that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, I'm going to bring it down in captivity, glory unto the obedience of the Lord, praise God. In Joshua, praise God, on the first chapter of Joshua, when Moses was leaving off the scene, God was telling Joshua and so forth like that, that so as I was with Moses, so as I will be with you. Let's see if I can get this read, that it said in the, my page is torn. I'll tell you the trick of the enemy. I'm trying to get this. So, well, I won't tear the whole page out. Oh, God. There is, gonna be, I'm gonna have to skip because my page is torn. But anyway, down to the ninth verse, it says, the eighth verse, it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate there day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage, and not be afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, and whatever thy go. And God had already told him earlier, be strong and be of good courage, and glory to God, and told him again, be of good courage, be strong in the Lord. And he was saying to meditate on his word day and night, because we look in Psalms 1, it said meditate on his word day and night, and be like that tree planted by the rivers of water that shall not be moved. But here he was telling him to meditate and observe to do what I tell you. That's being obedient. And then how I make your way prosper, and you're going to have good success. And that's the same thing here. And commanding him again, be strong and be good, be courageous. We got to be able to be strong in the Lord, put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6 told us all about that. But we got to be in a place, in a mindset, not to just have that word in our intellect. We got to operate in it too as well, for to be able to get to that place, to be have that overflow. faith and obedience is the key to anything that God wants us to do in life. And when he gives us specific instructions, we got to be able to know that we can't deviate off of it. We can't do it part-time. We can't negotiate. Whatever he says, we got to do it. And he says in his word, don't add or take away from this word, glory to God. So as we submit and commit, glory to God, to doing the way, what God says, and whatever he had told Moses, he said, I'll be with you as I was with Moses. Didn't say that he was going to do exactly the same thing that Moses did, but glory to God, he was going to be, even whatever God gave him, he'll be a blessing to follow through on what I said. I will bless that I've given you to do. And that's what we have to be. Even if we're, glory to God, even following a leader or whatever, we're believing to do greater exploits. It may not be the exact same way they did it, but the thing about it is hearing the voice of God and following through what he said, and the overflow going to come for your life, not being covenant keepers of somebody else's gift, of microwaving or freeze drying it, or trying to do, glory to God, being a clone or someone else, but hearing the voice of God. Let God fill you up and let God bring joy and peace in your life. Let God use these instruments, these giftings, this calling that he's put on, and let your worship and your praise to the point where it becomes an overflow of just giving him his glory, giving him his honor. Even in the valley, they're teaching us how to learn how to be, glory to God, worshipers in the valley, because if we do that only on the mountaintop, when you get in the valley, what's going to happen? We got to be to a place we have a relationship so much with him that we'll worship him, praise him, magnify him. So when things are in our highs or in our lows, no matter what, you're going to get the glory. So even when it comes to a place, and we're doing this consistently, glory to God, then when the valley comes, sometimes you might have to be nothing but something goes on. You can't help but say, help, have mercy, or whatever. God will be there because you done build up a relationship. You done build up that time with him. You done, glory to God, you got something in your reservoir. You don't have, glory to God, you don't have it, glory to God, where you've been depleted because, glory to God, you're depleted of strength at that time of your strength. But the reservoir for the praise, the worship, and the anointing, glory to God, for showing him that you love him and you're caring and doing like David said, just, glory to God, worshiping him, spending time with him, not because we was with a crowd or we were in the church or we, glory to God, had a conference or we had this revival and, oh, glory to God, it was such a marvelous and wonderful novel. Everybody praising him. What is your time with the Lord? Are you spending time, glory to God, to show him how much you love him, how much you appreciate him, how much you adore him, how much, glory to God, you are thankful and grateful in the name of Jesus, so that way, glory to God, when he's testing and trying times come, glory to God, you won't leave your post. You won't get to the point, glory to God, and begin to murmur and complain and glory to God and trying to figure out when he's going to come, since he didn't come last month and he didn't come like the, you know, whatever, and he did this over here, or comparing yourself to somebody else's situation and how he blessed them and glory to God, what is taking me so long? Why you're not whatever like this? Or either, glory to God, I prayed for 2 or 3 weeks and I fasted for a couple of days and whatever like this, and I thought he'd been unmoved by now, and he'll move off your post. And that's the enemy, glory to God, having a field day, because you know you might have been just on the brink of your blessing, glory to God. We got to be consistent. He got to know that he can trust us. And even through the trials, glory to God, even some things he can tell us that he said, go possess the land. The land is yours, this, and the other. That don't mean that you may not have to fight. That don't mean that you may not have to go through something to get there. When he talked to Abraham and told Abraham all about his future, and glory to God, how many sons he was having, as many as the stars and the sand, and you know you can't count that. Glory to God, how the blessing was going to flow and how people were blessed. You will bless them, you'll bless those that bless him, and so forth and so on. He didn't tell them all about what he had to do there to get there, to accomplish or to get to that place, glory to God, of the overflow, the blessings, the destiny, or whatever. So in between all of that, there are trials and testings and different things, and y'all got to know for sure, glory to God, that you're going to be able to be there for the long haul. You're going to be able to be that marathon winner. You're not going to turn back around and switch sides just because the pressure is on over here. Glory to God. We got to know, glory to God, he told David all about when he was that anointed him young as a king, when he sent Samuel over there after Saul, glory to God, was disobedient, rebellious, and lost the throne, glory to God. So he set up him and raised up another king, but he didn't come on the throne right then. He was anointed and appointed, glory to God, for that assignment, but glory to God, he could not take the appointment until God made a shift for that some things David had to go through, glory to God, until it was time to come on, but his word came to pass. But he did have to go through some trials and some challenges and so forth and so on. So we cannot look at when trials and tribulations and different things go on that the promise, glory to God, that God has given us will not come to pass. T.D. Jakes said many years ago, God can give you a promise, but the process will look like a lie. And that's the way the enemy will do it, have you focusing on walking by sight instead of walking by faith. Because if we don't walk by faith and hold on to the promise of what God's word says, not my five senses, not my wonderful prayer partner, not the neighbor, not this one down the street, not this one glory to God we done seek out to find out whether this prophet got a word from me. What did God say? That's what we got to hold fast to. And everything the enemy can do to try to shake us loose, glory to God, from what God say, from that vine, when he's saying connected to the lifeline, the vine that he talks about in John 15, glory to God, he's the vine, we are the branches. Every branch that don't produce no fruit, he cut it away. We got to be to the point, glory to God, we got to hold fast. And there may be some signs of stumbling and falling, but when we can run to the rock that's higher than us, and when we can get to that place that we're still going to, glory to God, I'm going to bless the Lord. And I'm going to press into learning to bless him at all times so I can be like that deer that panted after the water brook. So does my heart planted after thee, O Lord. Waiting on the Lord and being of good courage. Some people say they got faith, but glory to God, they can't wait. You can't have faith and can't wait. Glory to God, all of them work together. They work together even more closer than a hand in a glove in the name of Jesus. That's just like, glory to God, mixing sand and water, and you can't separate them in the name of Jesus. We got to be to the point no matter what God says, glory to God, we got to be able to stand. True enough, there are going to be challenges, and the enemy going to do everything he can, glory to God, to try to shake us loose from, glory to God, the promises of the Lord, to rob, to steal, to kill and destroy. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. We got to hold fast to what he said about the abundant life so we can have that abundant life with the overflow, with the blessing just overflowing. And as it overflows, we can be a blessing to others, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, that it can keep flowing because we're connected to the lifeline. We're connected over to God, to him that we refuse to take down. And if we do stumble, or if we do fall, glory to God, 1 John 1:9 say, confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Sometimes we got to do what it says even James, glory to God, confess your faults one to another that you may be healed. Not know anybody, anointed, glory to God, true believers, fired up, glory to God, living here, living saved, living holy, living righteous, not one that's living a hellish life, and glory to God, they're a part-time love of the Lord. You put it out there if you want them. You know, ain't no telling when you'll get back. But nevertheless, Joshua, glory to God, was obedient to what their God has given to carry out the detailed commands. Be of good courage, obedience. God will not forsake thee. The power of the presence of God. When everything you have been leaning on is falling all around you, glory to God, you can always lean and stand and depend on the Lord. That's the source that we should, glory to God, knowing that he is out, so he will supply, glory to God, everything that we need. Praise the Lord. And leaning on the promises of God, his word, can you stand to be blessed? Glory to God, some people and something my sister brought out too. Some things, glory to God, we can say it with our lips and whatever, but when the trial and the test comes, can you stand? That was a powerful word of Jesus spoke many years ago. I can't remember all the details with that, but it was like, can you stand to be blessed? Because believers are going to go through. They're going to be, that's why you think he said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver now. He done told us, glory to God, that even through our faith, you know, they're going to be tested, they're going to be trials, glory to God. So we got to know, glory to God, through this process, it's killing off the flesh and learning to submit and commit to the Lord. But then also in the trial, sometimes God just want to get some glory, like he did with Job. He just wanted to get some glory out of no matter what the enemy says. Glory to God, he will not, glory to God, turn on me. But in the meantime, he turned back around and gave him abundance and overflow blessings. Even with Joshua being obedient to the Lord, whatever God told him, they always, anytime God gave instructions and it was explicit and they did it as he said, it always came out to be a blessing and overflow in the name of Jesus. If you find your purpose bigger than you, God will help you. Be strong in the Lord and very courageous because it's things that try to take our strength. If we don't, glory to God, be strong in the Lord and stand on his word, we will, glory to God, not survive. When you praise God, he has, he's, When we praise God, He is blessing you. Let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Glory be to God. He inhabits the praise of His people. He said that if you have breath, praise me. God promised is not that you will not have a fight. Will not have to fight. You will not have. The promise is I will be. I said a little at a time because I'm running like I don't have no time. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let me slow down. The promise is I will be with you with good. What good is property without His presence? When God, glory to God, blesses, glory to God, He said, what profit is a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? And how many, praise God, have got caught up in this world system and this bling-bling and all what prestige and power and recognition and all this right here and lost their focus and glory, drifting on the ocean without a sail. And some even not even, the enemy that came in so subtle, glory to God, and some things, they'll start drifting away and not even realize they done drift away. Look at, glory to God, they say with a frog. If you put him in some hot water, he's going to jump right back out. But if you start putting him in the warm water and just turn the heat up, he'll turn back around and end up cooking in there and won't never jump out. But as long as there was some hot water, now he would jump. How many times, glory to God, God has even showed us some things and glory to God and whatever like this, and we recognize it. But then again, we get to a place where we're not babes anymore. We're eating meat, and God has been teaching us some things. But sometimes because the will of man and the desires and the things in us that we won't allow the Lord to clean us up or glory to God or come in and crush that and uproot that and take that out, glory to God, it'll get suppressed and pushed back. After a while, the enemy will find any way your weakness is and things that, glory to God, your desires and whatever entice you or draw you, glory to God, over into that. And next thing you know, a little bit of this and a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and the Holy Spirit just talking. And after a while, it's as loud as I'm talking now. After a while, it gets lower and lower because you keep overruling and overriding. And after a while, it gets to the point, you're not barely hearing it. Next thing you know, it's over. And now you're over here, out there without a sail, glory to God, because the fact of it is you try to justify or you find yourself just subject to what you wanted to do and you miss out and here the enemy got you off course and whatever. And sometimes people be out there enjoying it so much they don't want to come back, and other ones in denial and justice. All of it is still playing in the devil's territory for him to destroy you. But praise God for those that are awakening. God will send His word. He was sending warnings before it ever happened. But if you keep going to God, just rejecting it, then the enemy, glory to God, will have you out there, like you said in Proverbs, I'm a laugh at the calamity, because when I call, glory to God, now you didn't regard me or whatever, I'm talking to you, and so forth, and so I'm going to laugh at your calamity. Some things, glory to God, for disobedience will cost us, like it cost Saul. God promises not that you will not have to fight. The promise is that I will be with you. What good is property without the presence of God? What profits a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? God's presence is more powerful than the present. God's promises is more powerful. God's presence is more powerful than the present. The present, like you get when you get a present for your birthday, or a present for glory to God for Christmas or whatever. The presence of the Lord is more important than that gift. So what profits a man for to gain all the things that they want to of this world system, what He told us not to be conformed to in the name. So you cannot get your overflow and blessings that way, because He's not going to accept part-time loving. He is a jealous God in the name of Jesus. And you have no God before Him. Some of these things are the made idols. If you don't hold on to the promise of God, He will never leave you. Then you will be left. Then you will leave. Something that will be taken, or then it can be taken away from you. If God be with you, who can be against you? If God bless you, no man can curse you. To purify you, get in the Word. Can you be grateful? Can you, glory to God, be able to purify you? Get in my Word. Can you be grateful? Glory to God, when you're sick, when you lose your job, do you have, glory to God, to still be able to praise me? Glory to God, through heartache, through or disappointments through portrayal, through whatever. We got to get to a point that we hold on over to God, to his word and his promise, and be devoted and faithful to him. Does your cup run over? I mean, does your cup overflow, or are you blessed, or are your blessings blocked? Psalms 23:1-5. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Glory to God, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Praise God. And he said in Deuteronomy 28, even when your enemies come in one way, I will cause them to flee seven. Praise the Lord. And he said, you anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We have so much to be thankful. We need a heart of thanksgiving. It says David expressed how blessed he felt. He gave us the word in a picture. He gave us a picture through the word about the overflow cup. David was trying to describe that he was blessed beyond anything he deserved to be a king. God's grace. Glory to God. Matthew 6:33, you know it says, seek first the kingdom of God. Glory to God. And also, not the things, as we said earlier, the cup. In David's case, he was talking about how God so filled his life, how God so filled his life, how God's presence was everywhere with him, that his life or his cup overflowed because of the goodness in it. David's cup overflowed because he was filled with the presence of God. Get in the purpose of God. Don't let nothing drive you away from God's purpose. Overflow. David made sure he was drinking the things, spiritually speaking, that will fill his cup. What are you drinking? And as I've said many times, time passed about, are you eating out the flesh part? You know, and anything that got to do contrary with the word of God, it's going to be the flesh part. You know, how your feelings and emotions and this and that and your retaliation about this, that, and the other. Anything contrary to the will of the Lord, you eat not the flesh part. Praise God. Speaking that would fill his cup. He dumped the sin out of his life. Remember we talked about the seed and the weeds and stuff like this, pulling up those weeds that will choke out the seed of the things that of God that will produce righteousness. Glory to God. By confessing his need for forgiveness, he was spending time with God. He was exalting God. He was praising him. When we fill our lives with the cups with the Lord, when we fill our lives with God, we can expect the overflow. We can expect the overflow. We can expect the overcome. He said, if you abide in me, I abide in you. My word abide in you. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. There will be some challenges. God wants us to expand us. God is full of life and energy because his power and love knows no limit. We can expect him to fill every space where he is invited, 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 everywhere he is invited, so much so that he, God, spills out of our lives in ways that cause us to be aware of him and thankful for the presence in our lives. We may need to examine our lives to look at what we may be filling them with. Let the Spirit of God depart from us. We aren't even aware of it. What is something of God? All people that block the flow of blessings in your life. And sometimes it's people that God make us aware of. Sometimes some people are not aware, and it takes a little bit through some trials and things to recognize it could be some things that we're involved in or touching or tampering, or it could be some people. But sometimes you don't even want to let go of that, them or the people, And then we want God to bring the overflow. We want him to bless, and that might be the very thing that might be blocking some of the blessings. Glory to God, because we're still holding on to this and trying to work that out, or trying to think we can make it. Nobody can change nobody's life but God. Only God can even change ours. He can send somebody to speak into their life, encourage them, or send a word. But at the end of the day, it's going to be up to them where they're going to change their heart, their minds, their attitudes, or whatever. Because even with an alcoholic, until he acknowledges that he's alcoholic, oh, he can start having problems in the family, lose the job, lose this. Almost about to lose their life until they ain't no alcoholic. Until they come to themselves. Same thing with sin in people's lives. Some things go over to God, but they don't have a car for that. They don't have this. They don't have to go over to God. They don't have the toe cut off. They don't have this right here. Somebody just stabbed them. Somebody turned back around. They fell off the building. They fell off the. And still yet, what is it going to take? Oh, go over to God. Somebody was shooting at them. But they didn't get shot that time. But still yet, how much is it going to take for some people than it is others? But God is a just God. Like I was telling Pastor, we were sharing some things. Sometimes it can be this person can have 3 times, this other person can have 15 times. God is a just God. He's fair. He knows the end and the beginning of each one of us, what it's going to take and how much more. And he gives road signs all down, glory to God, all through our life, just like those road signs are out there on the highway and on the road and whatever, like a bridge is out. This is a curve, yield, stop sign, or glory to God, yield, let's go, whatever like this. All right, all kinds of things to end our lives to try to get us to that place to recognize, glory to God, so you won't go that direction or so it can save you from some things. But that's why when it comes to the body of Christ, he didn't raise no bully goats, he raised sheep. But you hear a lot of them saying, one minute it's nah, another one is just like a goat, and I'm the Billy, and whatever like this. Billy done came, and whatever God said, and he was a cheat, and now you done transform over to the goat, and back and forth, and back and forth. Oh, let's leave that one alone. Okay. All right. What is some things or people that block the flow of blessings in your life? Leave that over in your corner and mine. Are you thankful for the blessings I've already provided? Bible says, be faithful over a few things, and I'll make you ruler over much. Despise not small beginnings. What may be in the cup of your life that keeps God from being able to pour out his blessings in your life and among us? And this whole thing that says it's not the overflow. You're being blessed, but we're talking about the overflow. God's blessing and moving, glory to God, but what about the overflow? When he was seeking more of the Lord, glory to God, for him to fill us up, glory to God, and running over as we continue to sacrifice for this flesh to die, be crucified so God can be glorified. All of us, I don't care how many we are, some of us have been saved 40, 50 years, and some of us on the phone, it is so, almost 60, glory to God. I think the max probably on the phone, but the ones that I do know, probably is in the 50s. Well, mine's been like in 40s, but I noticed some even more than that. But even that length and even some that's older than that, it's going to take this process of persistent pursuing, continue. We can't be like making Jesus a co-pilot. It's going to crash and burn. He's a jealous God. He got to be first, but we got to be striving daily. As we grow, we celebrate what the growth we have, whatever, and in the meantime, we got to be striving for more of him. Just like Paul said, glory to God. He was saying, glory to God, that I might know him in his resurrection. Glory to God. Look at how he said, I might know him. Still want more and more of God. He, the Lord was using him with aprons. Glory to God, can send people to get healed. Glory to God, is sending that word out, God blessing and anointing and all the work God was doing through him. And the word is still going forth even now that he said, that I might know. That's that hunger we ought to have consistently, continuously. Perseverance, glory to God, pursuing after him, not reservation, hesitation, and all that other foolishness, and glory to God, in this thing, glory to God, denying and justifying, ought to not be named among us. We ought to be striving for more. There are going to be trials. There are going to be things. There are going to be stuff that's going to throw us off, kilter for a little bit, but we run to the rock. We call upon his name. We cast his cares. We wait on him. We trust him. We join together as in agreement or touch and agree, and one chase a thousand, the other chase. Whatever it takes to persist and pursue to make the enemy a liar, that you are not going to have my life. You're not going to have my family life. You're not going to have my children. You're not going to have what I'm going to fight the good fight of faith. What he want to do is wear us out in the name of Jesus. They want to wear you down, slow walk you down. Some, you know, he cannot stop you from being saved, you know, but he want to get you to a point where you just get nonchalant and get kind of coasting along. But if you coast too much, you're going to turn back up. If you don't progress, you're going to regress. Are we almost there? Is there sin that needs to be dealt with? Maybe you aren't saying like David, my cup overflows. Maybe you lack commitment, contentment. Oh, content. Oh, what was the servant that said he'll learn to be content in whatever state he's in? Whether he has little or lot, he'll learn how to be content. But as God blesses and we keep the faith, he'll bring the increase. Sometimes we want to put our hands in some things too. Sometimes we get so glory to God as antsy and whatever. And then the time we get ahead of God, that door's open for the devil. Maybe sometimes obscuring your vision. No, what may be obscuring your vision that you can't or haven't appreciate or blessings that have been bestowed upon you by the Lord? What's blocking your blessing? What is restricting your capacity to receive from God? Is it jealousy, envy, lies, hatred, impatience, unforgiveness, pride, high-mindedness, covetousness, insecurity, low self-esteem, glory, that lack of faith or trust, selfish hurt, fears, anxiety, pain, panic, glory to God? What is it that might be hindering you? And some things, glory to God, we don't want to acknowledge, and sometimes we're still nursing that thing from childhood or from a rape or from, glory to God, or my mother didn't treat me or my father treated me, or this one right here did this to me or that, or even in the church when I was at that church, and every time I go to one, I get hurt or this, that, and the other. I'm not going, or this, that, and the other. What is it that made all my children, and whatever, and all I done did for them, and then how they done did, that's when I stole from me, that one did this, and whatever like this, and I can't trust nobody, can't trust nobody, can't trust nobody. If you can't, then that means you don't have trust in God, because if we really release that thing and allow God to heal and deliver, whatever, God will give you how to go in, how to come out through the Holy Spirit, what to embrace, what not to embrace. Jesus went through while we were yet sinners. He died for the ungodly. And we're going to be image of Christ, and we're supposed to do greater work. How are we going to do it? We still got this baggage. We still got things that hindered and blocked. We're moving, and we're doing, and we're being blessed in some things. But that's the same thing. You can have bowels moving and have a blockage in it and stuff like this. The bowel's still moving, but you got a block up there. Whatever block in the heart or whatever like this, you can have something go that's not operating. It's not to its full capacity. And if it don't be taken care of, something else can transpire. We can have the car can be out there. It's running pretty good, but every time you look around, you got to put oil in it or whatever. So we got to get to that place more and more as we come to God and allow him to heal us and deliver us and let go of this, that, and the other. The more and more as we build ourselves up in him, our most holy faith, we're going to get filled up with the overflow. And the anointing going to be there. People are going to see more of us than you'll see, glory to God, the things we're going through or the baggage on us. We cannot, glory to God, be operating in having a fruit tree that got lemons on it and got grapes on it, that got pears and apples and fruit. Where is that tree? But they're going to know us by the love we have for one another. Okay, that's another story right there. Or that you're going to know the tree by the fruit it bears. What kind of fruit of the character of Jesus Christ with all these different personalities there from representing this fruit that's supposed to be glory to God, representing Christ of his character? Okay, that's another thing we got to go. Those things become attention stealers, discouraged, and eventually people will make idols out of them. Sometimes unaware, the space of our hearts that were made for God are given to thinkers and treasurers and experiences that can't satisfy. When we stuff our lives with worldliness, we can't expect God to take his hand off. Take his hand of blessings off our lives. Prayer, Lord, will you help us and show us to create space for you? Help us to be quick to recognize when we begin to be distracted or begin to fall away from your grace. Help us to be thankful. And you know that's the job of the Holy Spirit. He's doing it, but unctioning us. Glory, I mean, he's unctioning us about some things, but getting to a place where we yield to him and glory to God as he's trying to talk to us so that where we can, glory to God, walk in the grace and the love of God and obedience and forgiveness. Help us to be thankful at all times. Always fill our spirit with your word. hold on to faith, trust in you, to be grateful for your sacrifice on our behalf, our Savior, healer, and deliverer. Thanksgiving so that we can fill our lives to overflowing. We are already blessed, but there is always more to receive through Christ Jesus. And as we do this, glory to God, we'll be in a position that even when people are looking upon our lives, they'll see Jesus. And if you're walking, glory to God, more, that we can be a greater witness and a greater light in the name of Jesus. And they won't have such a struggle. That don't mean everything's going to come to you like you, praying, glory to God, like you for Santa Claus or something like that. But the blessings will flow easily because, glory to God, if we are in a place and position that God can bless and can trust us, then more and more, glory to God, he can use us even out there to pull in the harvest, glory to God, because the labors are few and the harvest is plentiful, but more we can be of accomplished in doing things for the Lord, being a light, being glory to God, being able to tell of our testimony and to God to be glorified in the things that we do, that we can walk with clean hands. We don't have to be in a place of walking in fear and being in a place wondering whether God going to bless us or not. Our faith over to God will sustain us and hold us. Over to God, like that woman over to God that had the issue of blood, all she wanted to do was just touch his garment for to be able to get what she needs. But if we will walk right like God wants, it won't be a struggle, glory to God, when we ask God for some things. If we abide in him, he abide in us, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. Asking it shall be given, seeking we shall find, knocking the door shall be open. We won't be a people, glory to God, that will be in here with lip service, glory to God, and your heart be far from him. We'll know that it is a people that even when the test and trial come, he'll know that we're not going to fold. We're not going to come down. We're not going to, glory to God, be in a place that brings shame, glory to God, and not honor to the Lord. Even like with Joseph, when Potiphar's wife wanted to sleep with him, he didn't want to dishonor his God or, glory to God, bring shame to his master or whatever. He ran out of his clothes and still was accused, but nevertheless, God got a plan. He knows these trials we're going to go through, but still yet, even at all the things he went through, at the end of the day, what he started out with and said from the beginning was going to transpire, took place, it did, and he became second in command. When he talked to Abraham about what was going to be, it some trials and tribulations, some different things went on, but through it all, through that faith, God blessed, and it came to pass. You can look back at some things when we were persistent and pursuing after what God wanted us to do, it came to pass with some struggles in between. But when we didn't, and we whatever, and holding on to whatever, it made it that much longer before the blessing came. But thank God, glory to God, in some things we can end up losing, and it won't be a delay. Delay can won't be a denial, but some things, glory to God, that's delayed, if God is in it, but some things, glory to God, get delayed because we were in it. And sometimes we will retrieve it or get it back, or sometimes we may have to lose that and believe God for something else. So, but in the meantime, if we do it like he say do it, not saying we're not going to be exempt from some trials and we're not going to make a mistake, but we don't practice it and we don't become, glory to God, those ones that are repeat offenders in the name of Jesus. Help us, glory to God, to serve. Glory to God, let the Holy Spirit descend us like that GPS. Glory to God, to redirect us. And sometimes when we get off course, it will redirect us just like the GPS does. Glory to God, and cause us to turn around when we listen and obey. But sometimes we keep going and whatever, and it try to reroute us. And sometimes we get way out off course. But if we let the Holy Spirit do what he's supposed to do, just like that GPS, glory to God, then our desires and our destination, we will be able to get there and accomplish, and things, glory to God, will be in place like it needs to be. There's so much more under the overflow, glory to God, and even like I think about that butterfly, that's another message that God is blessing to work on, but I'll just even say with that, coming from the caterpillar to the butterfly, that metamorphosis, even with us, with sin coming out of our lives and the word being transforming us and renewing our minds, we can come out of that sin nature going over into the nature of Jesus Christ. And that butterfly is over to God before it can become the butterfly, going through the metamorphosis as that caterpillar, that worm. There's a struggle there. There's a struggle. Anytime that struggle is interrupted and somebody trying to help it or whatever like that, or anybody, glory to God, try to interfere with it, it ends up being stuck between two worlds. Caterpillar kid is crawling on one side and trying to fly on the other side, and it ends up being a dry out, whatever. It never gets through the process of the metamorphosis. And sometimes that's what the devil does. Not no, sometimes that's what he does in our lives. And sometimes we open doors and allow people to come in, and whatever God blessed, and we started out, we were running well. Who did hinder you? What did hinder you? Sometimes we allow doors to be open through things and people, glory to God, and desires, and it turned back around and it stopped the process of the metamorphosis. And sometimes some people make it back and some people don't and whatever. But you cannot serve no two masters. He said you're going to love one and hate the other. And we know that, glory to God. And we speak it, teach it, preach it, and whatever. But sometimes you find some of the greatest anointed men and women of God falling because somewhere that door been opened and warnings came and whatever. But that desire and that feeling, that emotions or that trauma or whatever it is, got them locked down, and then they turn back around and never make it back. And then they have others, they may go through some things, and it may be a struggle getting back, but God bless and rescue comes. But we have to continue to fight the good fight of faith because the enemy does not want us to make it. There's a lot of attacks that come against the body now, but we got to hold on like we never held on. We got to be planted, glory to God, like never before. And I used to hear Pastor Burton say many years ago about you got to make sure your anchor holds. We know that's a familiar thing, but it is so true because and a familiar song with it too as well. But this fight, good fight of faith is that we will not allow the enemy to take us off course to the point that we lose our birthright, lose the place that God called us to do and the things he called us for to do, and all that be forgotten, that glory to God, that was what hindered you. Hold on to the promise so we can stay in the overflow, striving more for the overflow, having a worship life, having, glory to God, a praise life, having that word in us, and not just on Monday or Tuesday, whenever your Bible study or whenever, glory to God, you have it one of the week or time for church service or whatever you, glory to God, feel like it. You cannot get the overflow that way. Just enough to say I've been converted and I have the Holy Spirit, because a lot of people have the Holy Spirit but not delivered because they won't let God come in and, glory to God, clean them out, or glory to God, won't let that flesh die. We still want to try to serve two masters in two worlds, but not so. So we got to strive daily, daily, persistent, pursuing, perseverance, and God want to bless us, but he got to know that he can have ones that are going to stand and go over to God to walk in love and not to be to a point alienated and withdrawn, because the enemy loves to have you by yourself so he can turn back around just like those predators. And when a lion or one kind of animal is a predator after the prey, he is looking for that weak one. And if he can't find a weak one, he go after the herd. After a while, one scattered by itself, that's what he'll devour. And some people get so upset with the church or the family or this, that, and the other, and about itself, and all kind of voices coming to them, this, that, and the enemy is working on them. We're about to devour them, but we got to be in a place, pray one for another, care one for another, encourage one another. But there's a time, glory to God, we can't spend so much time with that one that we miss out on so much more that God want to do. We got to have wisdom to hear the Spirit of God, to know when to hold them, when to fold them, and when to let go. But I still love you. But in the meantime, I can't miss out what God wants me to do if I stay stuck over here with you, and you want to go and you want to stay and you want to live for them. And then sometimes you don't want to live. You're just sucking somebody else dry like a leak. But we got to recognize those tricks too, those snares. So nevertheless, all we want to overflow. Keep striving every day for it. Keep praying one for another. Keep standing, keep seeking, and keep glory out believing. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Let me open the lines up. Praise God. We thank you for the word tonight. For our sister that brought forth such a powerful word, thank you for touching her body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and delivering such a message to us. Thank you, glory to God, for whatever was said, like she had said to even tonight, that was for us, glory to God. I pray, glory to God, that we receive the part that was for us, and if it was just something for encouragement or enlightenment, glory to God, we bless God for those that had an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church. We thank you, Lord God. We ask you to bless these, your people, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Praise God. Any prayer requests, and then we'll take remarks. I hear somebody is talking in the background on the prayer line. Any prayer
Lord
requests?
Pastor.
All right, praise God.
The Lord, Pastor. I'm going to have my procedure done on Tuesday morning, and I'm asking everybody to keep me lifted up in prayer.
Okay, Evangelist Brenda. Okay. You said it's going to be Tuesday morning?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If one of our ministers, you want to take that prayer request? We do that real quick.
Sister Brenda says she need prayer for something on Tuesday.
A procedure on Tuesday.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, we thank you so much, Father, for loving us and being mindful of every situation that we face. We do so, sir, to lift up Sister Brenda, Lord God, in the procedure that she needs to take on Tuesday morning. And we thank you for your divine grace, your anointing, and your virtuous power that will be with her, Lord God, as she go through that procedure. I thank you, Lord God, that she won't go through it by herself, but your hand of mercy, your presence, Lord God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, the word, the sword of the spirit, the angels in camp about her, and we pray that the doctor, Lord God, is focused on exactly what he needs to do, and don't let the doctors do anything that is not of a medical necessity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we just appreciate you that you are concerned about all of our concerns. You saw the situation. You knew what would need to take place. And we pray that your hand of mercy, guidance, and help be in this situation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that you will bring her through the procedure with no complications. And we thank you for your divine healing and deliverance, Lord God, once the procedure is done in the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless you and we praise you. And we thank you for Sister Brenda and her faith, Lord God, and her assurance that you're able to do what she stands in need of in Jesus' name. And by faith, we count it done, and we bless you, and we give you, as I've heard on tonight, the glory, the honor, and the praise in Jesus' name. And Jesus, thank you so much for your sacrifice for us. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. Any other prayer requests? If not, then we're going to go on with remarks. Praise God. Anybody else have a prayer request? Okay, then we'll take any remarks the Lord has and anything on anybody's heart. We can go ahead and take those remarks. Okay. We don't. If there's no remarks for tonight, then
I was hoping somebody. I think
no, it's not gonna be. I'm gonna say we're gonna get ready to close the line if there's no remarks. Go ahead.
Praise God for the message. I enjoyed. Praise God the message from both you ladies. Thank and praise God so much for Pastor Noah who spoke on Are You
Noel.
Ready? Pastor Noel.
Evangelist Noel.
Okay. Evangelist Noel, I'm sorry. I thank and praise God for her, and I love what she brought. She really just exalted the Lord. And I just thank and praise God for the question, are you ready for the overflow? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God. It was a beautiful exhortation message to God, and I thank and praise God. Mm-hmm. That's what I believe we need to hear more of instead of what the situation is, let's exalt the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I thank and praise God, Minister BJ came back and she extended that message, praise God, and asked the question, what can we expect? What can we expect the overflow when God is invited? And I said, we can expect. This is what I commented on, praise God, because you came and brought, praise God, give God the glory, praise God. And you started out with a song, I can't remember the name of the lady that sang the song, but she said, you provide the fire and we'll provide I'll provide the sacrifice. And I think you were asking, you know, what are you going to provide, praise God? God provide the fire, and I say the fire of the Holy Ghost, glory be to God. And what in our most reasonable service is to present ourselves to the Lord. That's, I like to answer questions, praise the Lord. And I put a note, we can expect the overflow, hallelujah, Because we all want the overflow of the fullness of God, the overflow of the Holy Spirit in our lives, praise God. And I made a comment from listening to what you were saying. We can expect the overflow when God is invited in every area of our lives. Hallelujah. So I just thank and praise God for both your wonderful messages, and I thank and praise God for you. And God continue to bless each of you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise
God. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I thank and praise God for the word that Sister Nile brought tonight about are you ready for the overflow? And what I get of that is that we need to give God all and worship him in spirit and truth. And we have to be desperate for God to fill us to the overflow. And then we have to open up our hearts to receive him. And we must let go of every distraction and get hungry for God. And then Apostle Hubbard, she came right behind her. And then she came from, both of them came from Psalms 23. And Apostle came from Psalm 23 and Romans 12, 1 and 2. And she talks about in order to have the overflow, we have to have things line up in our lives. And we have to be sincere when we seek the Lord and have to deny the flesh. And we got to get in tune with his word. And we have to be in a place to trust God. And seek ye first the kingdom of God. And then we can't be part-time lovers of God to get the overflow. So both of them, I thank God for that word because it blessed me and it helped me to evaluate myself and see where I am that I'll be able to get the overflow.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Both lady brought strong message tonight. We should have been in the overflow system, brothers, because remember now, Christ did it all for us to know that we are overcomers. And whatever comes our way, we should be able to stand boldly and claim it because of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for that. Overflow, yes, indeed. We should be ready and standing boldly because of who we are in Christ. So I thank God for that lesson. And when Sister Albert come out, knowing that, when she put Joshua in that, I say, yes, baby, be strong and courageous. Be strong. Mm-hmm. And I believe that this is time for us to both of that lesson. Come in for us to know we are in this time. But God gave us the authority and the dominion and the power already to stand boldly. So this lesson that we get tonight is really for this time. Sisters and brother, we are capable of standing, meeting that overflow. And I thank God for the lesson from both people. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord. And him all blessings. Thank the Lord for those two mighty messages that were given to us tonight. And I just thank him for all of the good things. And it is an encouragement. He said, Pastor BJ said that you be sincere in your faith. Listen to the voice of God. And then she came on down and said, sometimes we're on the brink of our blessings, but we miss it when we dwell in too much in the past, the things that have happened and all that. We need to get rid of our baggage and then stand firm and don't give up. Because God is a good God and he wants to bless us. And I just thank you for the word tonight because the word is truth and it's powerful. And if you take it in, it'll sure enough bless you. And I just appreciate all of this word that we received tonight. Thank you so much. God bless you. Mo.
Praise God. Bless our Lord. Oh, we're missing our brother tonight. Oh, praise God. Amen. That's all the remarks. We certainly do appreciate those remarks. We want to hear from our speaker tonight, another evangelist, Noel. Praise God. I think Pastor Bird had to drop off, of course. I know she usually has to eat a certain time, too.
and Mother McCormick had to had a meeting, so I think they dropped off after the word. But in the meantime, I wanted to have remarks from Evangelist Now, our speaker for tonight. I want you to have my remarks. Are you there still, Sister Noel? Hello?
Is that you?
Hello?
Is she still there? Yes, you there?
Yes, I'm there. Yes.
Okay, you can have remarks now. They finished with their remarks, those that are shared with.
Okay. I was glad to be on tonight, and I enjoyed it, and I thank God for the word that I've heard. I thank him for everything, and I just appreciate you, Apostle Hubbard, and all of the other prayer warriors online, because I give God the glory and the honor, because I know that he is the overflow in my life. Amen.
Praise God. And I certainly thank the Lord for the word that God bless you tonight to share with us. And many of them already spoken and covered the word about what God has used you to say. But I'm just elated about the power of prayer and how God bless them. We talked earlier and you wasn't quite sure, but how God bless you. You open up with the power, the anointing. And are you ready for the overflow running over? Glory to God is pouring continuously. And how the Lord bless you to some of the things that was already said, glory to God, about even for the distractions and how, glory to God, the talked about the spirit of truth and how God has brought you a long way and how you appreciate it and how important it is for the worship God and how we're building ourselves. But I just bless the Lord and so forth. I took some notes and then I got no one long before I had to come on and then I was kind of got my notes kind of twisted up, but I thank God for the flow. You had such a beautiful flow about how God bless you in exaltation. Because we said if you didn't get all your message in tonight, at least do exaltation, and God bless you, and he brought it through you too. It was a beautiful flow.
Yes.
So I thank God for you, for what he had brought you, brought the word tonight. And thank God for all the prayer warriors and different ones that that had remarks and so forth like this. Thank you for the prayers and also for the remarks, even for the word that it came to that that was able to share in the name of Jesus. So we give God glory for all of you. And thank God again for this time that we are celebrating Jesus of the resurrection. And thank God for resurrecting us and giving us a life over to God to be used for his kingdom and for his glory. We will have prayer on tomorrow night for those that can join us. And also for those that went on tonight, we pray God's blessings of them, whether they were celebrating another service at their church or fellowship with family or with church family or whatever it is for this day. But we thank God for you all that took time out to, you know, for us to still yet come on and have this time with the Lord. May God really bless and really move in you all's life as we continue to give him glory. I apologize, my sister, Evangelist Willette, it was all intentions. Then in my mind, I had it for Thursday night when I talked to Mother Alexander the other night, and she was talking about the service, and I'm like, oh, no, I missed it, but I know, glory to God, and believe in God that it was a marvelous and wonderful time, and God bless, and we continue to lift each other up and give God glory for when times are open, doors open for services that we can be able to support each other, whether it be online and after a while, hopefully in person. But in the name of Jesus, we bless God. Help us to continue to pray one for another. Thank you again for such a blessing tonight to be able to share Jesus and celebrate him with my sisters. And it's been a pleasure. I pray there'll be many more. Pray for continuous, like we've been praying for, all of our sisters and brothers. They got to go take their shot. Mine is tomorrow. Mine has a few little texts, but God is blessed through the power of faith and prayer. He's blessed doing better today than it was a couple days ago. And I know it wasn't a sick enemy to try to block, go over to God and distract and try to put this off. But God is so wonderful. We keep the faith. That's why we got to keep looking up to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And keep our trust in him in the name of Jesus. So bless the Lord for you. If there's not any more remarks or any prayer requests, remember that we're having service on supposed to be second Sunday, but that's kind of like, oh, we got that in before the Lord. Third Sunday of Apostle Orr. On fourth Sunday is a revival with the climax of our five-year celebration for Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection. Apostle Burton will be on that Sunday night. Pastor Prophetess Mitchell on that Saturday night. On Friday night, it will be Prophet Pastor Bird, praise the Lord. And so we want you to continue to pray for all these ladies and what God is doing, and we'll find out my position on next Sunday. Praise God. Bless the Lord. In the meantime, you have a marvelous and wonderful night. As I said, if there's anything else to be said, I'm giving a minute for that, and then we're going to move forward to saying goodnight. Okay, no remarks. We bless God again for you all. Pray continued blessing, blood covering, healing, deliverance, blessings over your family. Thank God for Pastor Bird had to leave off, but her sister had a testimony about, she was called the other day about, it was some kind of thing that was on her finger, and the doctor had been treating it on her sister's finger, called Jeanette, one of her older sisters, and they had it burst, and it was at a foul smell, and the doctor sent her to the emergency room, and they were saying about the bone, someplace in the bone was eating up on something was eating up her bone in her finger. They may have to take the tip off. Then the other specialist said, you're going to have to take the finger. And then she went home and they was going to do the surgery the next day. The lady ended up having to go back to the emergency room, end up in intensive care. Something was going on with the heart and going on, saying a little bit with the kidneys. But God, through the power of prayer, her family, whoever else was praying, she called me and told me, Pastor Burton and I, we prayed, and whoever else, we just prayed and believed God. And then when I checked with her the following day to find out how her sister was, she wasn't in the room yet. She was still in the intensive care. But after that, found out that she was going to have surgery, doing well. And then she did have the surgery, I think it was yesterday, and went through it really well. God knows how to turn things around. What the enemy meant for evil, God will turn around for good. So just that quick, whatever had taken place, just everything went fast forward real fast, and then going to come and check her heart. But it was end up with heart congestion. What is that? Some fluid around her heart. So when they took care of that and whatever like this, everything else lined up and fell in place, and she was able to have a surgery the next day. These in a matter of a couple of days. Now, God is good. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. So we give God glory, praise for that praise report too as well. And our other sister, you know, things were different for her sister and stuff like this, went on to glory, Pastor Graham. So we want you to continue to pray for her. But we pray and glory to God for the other young lady and stuff like this. I don't know all the new details for the one that we prayed for with the young 24-year-old, about how long that's going to be, about that emergency operation. She had duplicate kidney, but all we know is that she's doing well. So we thank the Lord for that. So we just continue to give God glory because he's still doing great and mighty things. Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord again.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Hope, I forgot to mention it. Y'all continue to keep Lena in prayer. I talked to her today. And
yeah.
She said they're still trying to run some tests on her leg. She said she can't feel, she don't have no feeling and nothing in the leg. The leg just feel heavy. She don't have no kind of feeling in the leg.
Is that the whole leg or that just down below on the leg part?
I guess it's just down below. She said she don't have no kind of feeling and nothing.
Jesus. Mother Alexander, you want to take that prayer request? You remember Lena? Mother Alexander, you there? Maybe she dropped. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again, glory to God, for Lena. We thank you, Lord God, that we know you know all things concerning that body and even with that sugar diabetes. We're praying that it will not be to a point where they have to go in and, glory to God, discuss any surgery or whatever. We're praying that feeling's going to come back, that blood going to flow through those vessels and veins like it's supposed to in the name of Jesus. We bind up any infection that's there in Jesus' name. And, God, anything that was put in that system or in that system that shouldn't be there, we are praying, glory to God, have mercy. And, God, we are praying that it be eradicated, any fluid, glory to God, for us, any inflammation, along with, glory to God, this other stuff that's causing that leg not to operate and have feelings and tendencies and stuff like this in it like it's supposed to. We're praying, God, heal. We're praying for all those that have been praying, God, that we believe in by faith that a change will take place in the name of Jesus. So, God, we are praying that you will bless those nerve endings, that you'll start feeling again in the name of Jesus. Whatever tests they have to do, whatever medication that has to be done, God, we are praying you give the doctors wisdom. And they won't be doing stuff by just guesswork or whatever like this and guinea pig. And we're praying over to God, you put some specialists right there on in place, glory to God, so that when they put their heads together and you give them the wisdom about what is next. And, God, we're praying that she's been taking care of herself as she should, too, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. And we believe in you, God, to turn this whole thing around for another miracle that you may be glorified. Amen. As we cast these cares back to you, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise God. Well, ladies, y'all be blessed of the Lord and have a good night, a blessed day, glory to God, and be continued, encouraged, and praying, glory that we continue to lift up the name of Jesus, and we pray continuous healing, wholeness, and angels be encamped, bind up incidents, accidents, mishaps, untimely death, sickness, and disease, whatever plots and plans the enemy have out there to try to steal the word, steal our lives, steal our families, steal the mission that God has for anything he's trying to bring us off course, where we bind it up, take authority, and loose it from its assignment, that we will submit and commit and be faithful and let God bless so we can walk in the overflow and be a blessing, that we'll be such an anointing of that salt and glory to God and that light, the drawing people out of darkness into the marvelous light, and that we will have a word, an answer for anyone that asks about the hope that lies on the inside of us. In the name of Jesus, and we will walk, glory to God, circumspectly to your word, not feelings and emotions. God, we know plots already planned, but we eradicate it right now, dismantle, uproot it, and cancel the assignment of the enemy. He's loose from it and go back to the dry place whence it came in. We loose that will, the desire to fulfill what God wants done through the power of the Holy Spirit. Help us, glory to God, to find ourselves lining up with what your word says, not what our feelings and emotions dictate to us. In Jesus' name, freedom, liberty, and love, and forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. I love y'all, and y'all have a blessed and wonderful night.
You too.
Amen. God bless you all. And
happy resurrection day. Jesus is Lord. Good night.
Power.
Yes.
Amen.
Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. Have a good night.
Amen.
Have a good night.
You too. Thank you, Lord.